Thank you for choosing our Shop Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hi. So I've been seeing the Archtop Fiber cars around and everything getting set up, other people, and my neighbors, too. I believe they got it done. I was just wondering, how much is it a month?
So the base price for our 1 gigabit service is $69.99 after ACH auto payment and paperless billing, $79.99 without. Or you can get our 2 gigabit service for $99.99 without any kind of discounts, or $89.99 with an ACH auto payment and paperless billing.
Okay. And what's the big difference between the 1 and the 2 gigabit?
Most devices, you typically can't handle more than a 1 gigabit connection, so you're not going to see much of a difference at the actual PC or other device that you're utilizing, but what you will notice is that it does have a higher bandwidth, which means you can connect more devices that share the same speed.
Okay. So in my household, I pretty much only run my Xbox, and then downstairs is just like a Roku for streaming services. Other than that, it's just our phones that are connected to Wi-Fi. Would that be fine with like a 1 gigabit?
That should be perfectly fine with a 1 gigabit connection. If you don't have a lot of devices, while having the higher connection is great, if you have access to those speeds for gaming and as well as like downloading those games on your Xbox, a 1 gigabit connection typically is going to be perfectly suitable for most casual streaming and gaming needs.
Okay. All right, sounds good. And does this have to be by contract, or can I just pay by month?
You can pay by month. We actually don't have any contracts here at Archtop Fiber, so you don't have to worry about being like, oh, hey, you're locked in for X amount of time. We don't have any kind of contracts, and you're free to cancel at any time.
Okay, yeah, that all sounds great to me. When would I possibly be able to get this installed?
Depending on when your service address is available, we could get it installed as soon as 5 days from now. So if you could tell me real quick, and I can let you know when we'd have availability, what is your current address?
416 Foxhall Avenue.
What's the zip code?
12401.
416 Foxhall. Give me one moment.
Yes.
So that address is serviceable at this time, so we could get you scheduled in for as soon. The earliest date would be next Friday.
Next Friday, okay. Yeah, everything sounds good. I would just have to cancel because I have Spectrum right now, but they're charging me way too much for internet that doesn't even work.
I completely understand. We do have one of our premises is we do request that you maintain consistent connection with your current provider until your services with us have been installed. So the decision is up to you what you want to do. Because if you cancel too early with Spectrum, you're not going to have internet for a couple of days if you do it early.
Yeah, so I plan on getting this installed, and then like once it's installed completely, disbanding from them.
Understandable.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, all that sounds good to me.
All right. Would you like to sign up for service today?
Yes, why not? I believe you said it was $69, right, the 1 gigabit?
Yep, for ACH auto payment and paperless – with ACH auto payment and paperless billing, $79.99 without.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Is this for home or business?
Home.
Fantastic. 1 gigabit internet. About how big is your home?
How big? I mean, I would say there's like a living room, a dining room on the bottom, a bedroom and a kitchen, and then just the upstairs. So however big that would be, I wouldn't really be able to tell you the square footage or anything.
No worries about that. So we do provide one extender free of charge. That is included in the price as well. So also I should mention the cost of your equipment is also included in the price, as well as all the taxes and fees. So you don't have to worry about any of that. So you should be good to go there. If you do so, and as I stated, we do provide you with one extender free of charge. If you need anything, any additional ones, you can give us a call and we'd be happy to provide you them. They do start at $7.99 per additional charger, so past the first one. So you can try with one, see if that works for what how big your home is, and go from there.
Okay, I have Google Nest or something like that, which is kind of like an extender for around the house.
Mm.
Would that still work with the Archtop fiber?
It will, yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so that's fine. If I, even with those, have more issues, I could definitely just give you guys a call.
Exactly. Do you need any kind of home phone services?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay, fantastic.
Would that also be something I'd be able to add on later on?
If you are interested in it, yes.
Okay, perfect.
Do you own or rent your property?
Own.
And how do you get your power? Is it from the pole or underground?
I believe it's from the pole.
Okay. Do you get your mail at a different address than where you expect to have service?
No.
For my records, can you spell your first and last name?
Antonio Lopez, AntonioLopez.
What's a good email address for you, Antonio?
AntonioLopez, LOPEZ, at hotmail.com.
Phone number you're calling on right now, that 845-443-3512. Is that a good contact number?
Yes.
Fantastic. And how would you like to be communicated? We have phone, email, or text.
Phone would be the best.
Alrighty, so we can contact you can be contacted by any one of our Archtop Fiber's agents, technicians, or any of our contractors that may need to have access to you. And if that's the case, you can always say no, I don't want to do this, and trust me, it's not a condition to signing up. And if you want to change it at a later date, just give us a call back and we can switch you up.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Did you want to sign up for that auto pay and paperless billing at this time?
Could I?
If you want to do it, you can do it at yourself at home through your account portal. You'll have access to that after we get everything finished up that. And we do recommend that you get it input into the system prior to your installation, so you don't charge the full price for the first month.
Okay, I don't have everything in front of me right now. I'm good.
No worries. I'll meet you halfway and get you set up with paperless billing. That way, the only information you actually have to do is input your payment information on the website.
All right, sounds good.
All right, I do have a couple of our legal disclaimers I do have to go over with you before we finish everything off. So at the time of your initial connection, our technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install a drop cable, the cable that connects the fiber at the street to your home prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, but we'll help to coordinate for that cable to be buried within 10 days upon placement. Since you specified you have Spectrum, we recommend that you and request that you keep and maintain a consistent connection with them until your service with us has been installed before you call, go online, do whatever you need to do to cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit or call from us to have a technician come by and pick up that equipment. Failure return to the equipment in its required time frame can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning it inside of that time window. For any questions you have in general about our practices, our policies, or billing information, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also log into your account portal to view your account-specific details, make any kind of upgrades that you want to do, pay your bill if that's something that needs to happen online, and you're automatically enrolled in that account using the email address you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by our terms of service, as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes, I agree.
Fantastic. So you said you got a flyer in the mail. Fantastic. 85 to 90% of our customers actually hear about us that way. Okay. Is there anything on your property that our installer should be aware of before they arrive there, such as buried wire, septic tanks, anything of that sort?
No, I don't believe so. Would it be ran from the pole?
Yes, it'll be ran from the pole.
Okay. And let me see. I had a question about, do they have to, like, drill through the wall to bring it inside and everything?
So typically, yes, but the hole is very small. It's about a quarter inch thick, just so that we have enough space for our fiber optic wire to pass through. If there's already a hole already in the house from a previous service, such as, like, Spectrum, and you want to actually remove their service, you can request that we utilize that hole instead.
Okay. I was going to say, I do want the router or however it works up top, like upstairs. Mm-hmm. And that is where the Spectrum cable is ran right now, if that
okay.
was possible.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Okay, perfect.
Let me just add that. I'm adding that information in right now. Cool. All right. So, yeah, I have those comments in there for our technicians so they know where you'd like to have your service put in at. All righty. And we can actually get you installed. Let me see what day is available. So it looks like, yes, the 3rd is the earliest day we have available. And we have an 8 a.m. I don't know why they're doing these times weird. It's supposed to be an 8, a 10, a 1, or a 3. What time works best for you on? Works best for you. If Friday doesn't work, we can always move it forward a little bit.
Okay. You said Friday at 8, 10,
yeah.
1, or 3?
Yeah, they actually have different times, which they've, I don't know why they've changed these around, but it's saying we have 5 different time slots available. So we have an 8 a.m., a 9:30, a 11, a 1:30, and a 3.
Okay. If we could do that at 8, I think that would be the best.
On Friday?
Yes, on Friday.
All right, Antonio, I've got you scheduled out for January 3rd at 8 a.m. That appointment will take about an hour and a half long. I have your email as ant101lopez@hotmail.com. Do you want any kind of notes left for our technicians, like give you a call or a text before they arrive?
If he could give me, if they could give me a call before, I don't believe I'll be home anymore, but somebody will. So
okay.
I'll tell them what's going on and everything. Do they need, like, my signature or anything?
No, they won't need a signature at all.
Okay. All right, yeah, sounds good.
All right. Well, Antonio, I've got you scheduled out for January 3rd, and you're all good to go. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
I believe that'll be all.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family. We look forward to getting your service installed next Friday.
Of course. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye.